Now, Chris, we've got something for you. ER Dr. Tom has got in touch with this question.
You mentioned on an earlier program that some hospitals are using brass and copper fixtures to help prevent hospital-acquired infections. I'm an emergency physician and wear a brass, copper, and silver bracelet. Does this help decrease the bacterial counts on my hands and make my patients safer or reduce the risk of me catching something from them?
Here's a clip of the interview Tom's referring to. This was an interview that Chris did back with Professor Bill Keevil from the University of Southampton in February.
Copper is a very interesting metal. It's actually quite reactive, and we found that with bacteria, it stops the bacteria respiring, so they stop breathing. It can punch holes in their cell membrane so that their constituents leak out, and it can destroy their DNA. We developed a model system where we simulated a hand touch onto a surface and putting several million MRSA onto those surfaces. They started to die literally as soon as they touched the surface.
Your hypothesis then is that when the bugs are on that surface, the copper is producing all of these chemicals, the bugs find themselves in a really hostile environment and it just destroys them.
Absolutely correct. And in fact, it's been very exciting that partly out of the lab work we started, people have been putting different copper alloys in hospitals all over the world. And in every case, they're reporting something like a 90% reduction in the number of bugs you can actually detect on the copper surfaces. And what's really exciting, a study was undertaken, two hospitals in New York, one in Charleston, and there, looking at all the data, they're reporting a 58% reduction in infection rates. So I think that's a classic example of translation from the laboratory into the real world setting.
Chris, you're a virologist. What's going on? Is wearing a metal bracelet like Tom's helping to cut down his infection risk?
The answer is, I'm sorry to say, Tom, probably not, for a number of reasons. One, health control policies in certainly in NHS hospitals in the UK dictate that you're not allowed to wear wrist things like watches or bangles or bracelets, and you're allowed one gold band on one finger, like your wedding ring. Now, the reason for doing that is that if you put bits of jewellery and other stuff around your hands, it actually impairs your ability to wash your hands properly. And the copper is really only toxic, it appears, when it's in close apposition to the bacteria. In other words, bacteria on that surface. There's not enough copper, although your arm very often does go that attractive shade of green if you wear one of these things. There's not enough copper probably leaking onto the skin to make much of a difference to your microbial burden. And you therefore probably would just succumb to poorer washing and hand hygiene than if you don't wear the bangle. So the best advice is not to wear it and just wash your hands really well.
Thanks for that, Chris.